Psalm 134, verses 1 through 3. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. And after I read this, I thought, that's fine. When was that for? Was that for the priests who were ministering right then? But a scripture came to mind, and it's 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. And it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, for instruction in righteousness. And then verse 17 goes on to say the reason for what he's just said, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And I thought, Lord, this has something for me. This scripture wasn't just for the priests way, way, way a long time ago, but it's for me right today. And so I meditated on it, and when I do that, many times I go to the Hebrew and find out what the Hebrew words are saying. And this is what I heard. God wants us to bless him, bless, to salute him, to praise him, to kneel down in adoration and worship, to congratulate him. Oh, I can do that. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. Amen. I'm a servant of the Lord, and I can do that. That's, I got a handle on it. Okay, here we go. Well, do you mean I just need to do this at night, so I don't have to do it during the daytime, which by night stand in the house of the Lord? And then I got into the Hebrew word for night, and it was absolutely exciting, because it says to twist away from the light. To be twisted away from the light. Where are we in the United States of America today, as spiritually? We're going into a spiritual darkness if we don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and aren't walking hand in hand with him. In other words, we're in a state of twisting away from the light, or it means adversity. And many times, as a servant of the Lord, I stand in adversity. And what does it mean then? What are we supposed to do during this time of darkness in our land, spiritual darkness in our land, or this time of adversity? I'm supposed to abide. I'm supposed to stay, endure, remain, continue, withstand, and be established. And if I do, then verse 3 comes into play. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless me out of Zion. Amen. So we're servants of the Lord. We worship him. We praise him. We lift him up. We congratulate him, even this morning in worship. And we're going to stand. And you know, as we fix our eyes on him, it's much easier to stand in that time of darkness. It's much easier. If I'm in a state of praise, it's easier to stand rather than if I'm in a state of depression or having my eyes all on myself. All right. When my eyes are on Jesus, it's easier to be established and stand. And what's the blessing? The Lord will bless us out of Zion. Amen. So let's stand and let's say this verse together. Psalm 134, verses 1 through 3. Let's say them together as we go into worship. Wow. Yeah, we can do this. So it's not just for those priests, right?
That's right.
Amen. How many say it's for today? Amen. And is it for you and me? Let's do it. Okay. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. Amen.